Hello, you are listening to this week's sermon from Morrisville United Methodist Church. We will now join Pastor Glass with the service in progress.
I want to welcome all of you again as we are gathered together for worship on this first Sunday of the new year. It is also the Sunday on which we celebrate the Epiphany of the Lord, which is traditionally when we hear the story of the wise men coming to visit Jesus and his kingship. Was made known and made manifest. And it is the next to the last day of the 12 days of Christmas. So we finish up the season of Christmas tomorrow on January 6th. So there's a lot going on this one little Sunday. Today, as we are gathered together, we're going to spend a little bit of time talking about what it means to be truly starstruck. But before we dive into that, will you pray with me, please? Holy God, not because of me, not through me, but in spite of me and all of my shortcomings, let your perfect word come to your people. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. This coming summer, Mike and I will have lived in our current residence for 10 years. Can I tell you that is the longest I have ever lived in any home in my life. I've never lived anywhere as long as I have lived here in Virginia. Part of that is because my father was a United Methodist minister at a time when clergy moved a little more frequently than we do now. And then I married a Marine. So, you know, between the two, I've done a little bit of moving over the course of my life. But we very much love where we are. We love this area. We have put down deep roots here. And it's a great place to be. And so I celebrate that. But truth be told, I've loved other places that we have lived too. Prior to living here in Virginia, we lived in 29 Palms, California. And there were things that I absolutely loved about being in 29 Palms. It is a different kind of beauty in the desert, but there is something magnificent about it. The rocks are so stark, and the mountains off in the distance have a purplish hue to them, which I think is where Purple Mountain Majesty came from. And the desert flowers in the springtime, whenever they bloom, are breathtaking in the contrast between the bright beauty of the flowers and the rocky, harsh soil and terrain in which they grow. And one of my very, very favorite things about living in 29 Palms was the sky at night. Because it is a vast open expanse and you don't have a canopy of trees to block things out. And in 29 Palms, it's a little bit desolate in some places. And so there's no ambient light to distract you from what you are able to see. And the stars are breathtakingly brilliant, glittering in the sky. We had a hot tub whenever we lived in 29 Palms. And early, early in the mornings, while it was still dark, before Mike had to head off to work and before the boys would get up and go to school, Mike would creep into their bedroom. And they were in elementary school at that time. They were little guys. And he would go to Sam and Joe, spa. And they would sit up in bed and they would run outside with Mike and they would jump into the hot tub and they would look up at the skies together and see how many shooting stars they could count. And almost every time they were out there, they saw at least one or two. And there is something about being under that vast canopy of sky that is filled with the stars, that just inspires in me a sense of awe and reverence for the glory and majesty of creation and for the God who created it all. Whenever I was there under those night skies, I was literally starstruck with a sense of reverence and awe. The gospel lesson that we heard this morning was the very familiar story of the visit of the wise men to Mary and Joseph and the child Jesus. And there's a lot that we don't really know about the wise men. We sometimes assume that there were three of them because they brought three gifts, but Scripture doesn't tell us how many there were. And I think it's likely that there were more than three because it would have been safer to travel in a larger group or caravan than it would be with a smaller number of people. And the Scripture also tells us that Herod was deeply disturbed when these wise men arrived. And I think a larger caravan might have explained why Herod was so unsettled by their presence. We know that they were probably astrologers. We know that they were probably very learned people, and they may even have been royalty from another country. And I would say that it is likely that their journey was a long and difficult journey. Some scholars speculate that it may have taken them as long as 2 years based on when the star rose to when they actually found Jesus. And I would say that I think the wise men were starstruck themselves. Just like there is no ambient light in 29 Palms to distract you from being focused on the night sky, the wise men were not distracted by other things around them, but they were focused on the star that they were following, the star that led them to find the Christ child, and they were able to bow down in reverence and in awe. They were starstruck by the child Jesus. I don't know about all of you, but I find that I get distracted sometimes. What's the movie Up with the dog that's like squirrel, you know? Sometimes that feels like my life. There are so many things going on and my attention shifts and I don't stay focused where I should. That was very much the case for me during the month of December because we have so many things going on, right? We have the Christmas parade and the children's Christmas program and we have Christmas caroling and we have the live nativity and we have two Christmas Eve services. And oh, did I mention year-end reports are coming up and we've got the annual planning meeting coming up this week. And I'm teaching a class for the district on preaching and that's on 3 Saturdays in a row. And I was a little distracted during the month of December, and I can't necessarily say that I was feeling starstruck and having a sense of awe and reverence. But then sometimes God breaks in. Sometimes God breaks in and catches my attention and helps me experience that sense of awe and reverence again. It was almost 1 month ago today that the children in our congregation did their Christmas program. Isn't that a cute picture? I loved the pirate costumes. They were adorable. Normally, I attend the dress rehearsal for the Christmas program, and because I was distracted this year, I did not get to be part of the dress rehearsal. I saw the program for the first time on Sunday morning in worship. And I was blown away. We have children in our congregation who only very reluctantly in the past would participate in a program like that. And they were singing their hearts out. And we have some young people in our church who have grown up in this congregation from infancy to being young ladies. Who, when they stand up there to sing, move me to tears at how beautiful they have become. And I have to tell you that when I saw that program, I was starstruck because God broke in and reminded me to approach the birth of our Savior with a sense of reverence and awe. I don't know what distractions you might be experiencing, but I hope that, like the wise men, you too can be starstruck and approach Jesus with reverence and awe. May God help us do just that. Amen. Will you pray with me, please? Holy God, we give you thanks for opportunities to experience a sense of reverence and awe. Help us to treasure those times in which we can truly be starstruck. We pray this in the name of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. Services are held every Sunday at 10 a.m. with adult Bible study classes at 8:30 a.m. and immediately after worship. For a full list of our church's activities, you can find us on the web at www.morrisvilleumc.org or on our Facebook page at facebook.com/morrisvilleumc. From wherever you are on your walk with God, may the road you travel always lead you home.